Blog Talk Radio.
Make this an absolute fact. The goal is world peace. That must be our prime responsibility. We are the leader of the free world whether we want to be or not. And therefore we are the only ones that can preserve the peace. And to do that we must have strength. Meeting this mission is responsibility for preserving the peace, which I believe is a responsibility peculiar to our country, that we cannot shirk our responsibility as a leader of the free world because we're the only one that can do it.
All right, everybody, Joseph Gibson podcasting here worldwide, understanding the times in which we live today. I did invite some individuals on here tonight to tonight's podcast. I did have another show I actually lined up, but I put that one off to the side. I'm going to invite on, let's see here, hopefully Arshavita, are you still out there? I know I say her name wrong all the time, but she's been, if you have press one, if you're out there, and hopefully you invited a few other people here. If nobody's ready yet, or if the people that you've invited are not ready yet, that's fine. It's a two-hour show. We don't have to do the whole 2 hours, but because, you know, we're minus one voice here, obviously, and I'm sure you want to talk about that, and I'll let you, I think it would be best that you opened up and talked about it first, talked about what has happened, and the individual that has passed away. I think that's the best thing to do, so I'm going to open up your microphone right now, okay? So go ahead, Archibald.
Greetings, Joe. How are you this evening?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
I could be better.
Yeah, I think we all can, but what we do have is a mission on hand, which we must carry forward with, and give an honor to Mandelicon Davis, who was a sound voice, consistent voice of with the message of truth and freedom, justice, and total independence. You know, there was a lot of history in this show when it comes to the message that you both carried, which is how you united. And so that's how I come into the picture. And so, this is a show that we pretty much come together and said, okay, let's have a talk about what's really happening, what's really going on. Mandelicon Davis passed away, the one and only chosen son of the matriarch whose voice roared through Blog Talk Radio, passed away April 7th. And so that was a tough, to experience and go through, but talking to Joe today, I realized that Mandelicon left his voice all over the place. You know, he left records, you know, of his message, and he dealt with people on a personal level to install this message of freedom, justice, and total independence for all people. He came with the divine intervention of her story into the future. And so these are some things that he spoke about. He was the orchestrator and the organizer of PAIN, the Pan-African Intelligence Network, which is under the matriarch, which is the mothers, grandmothers, and the great-grandmothers. And this is something that was a profound topic and subject matter to the show because of all things, Mandelicon wanted the women to remember who we are and he left this mission in our hands. As we remember that we are daughters of the matriarch, and this is about the brothers and the sisters, the men and the women coming together in unity and organization to bring the old world order back into play.
Hey, Archiveda, I got another. I think you got you must have told a couple people, obviously, about the show here tonight. So I got someone else that's pushing one. I'm just going to bring them on.
Yes.
So see what they have to say, too, okay?
Go ahead, please.
All right. 651, go ahead.
Hi, it's me.
How you doing?
Hello.
I'm doing great. Well, I'm doing best we can. Abeda, you're doing a great job at, carrying on his word. I wish I could do it as well. But you're right, he's left a lot of records. Like, I was listening to a bunch of stuff in the Delicats in the Zoom room the other night. Or just last interview. But from the Zoom room last year, basically.
Dara, we could barely hear you. You got to talk a little bit louder. I know you're probably doing it through the internet, but can you do just a little bit louder, please? Just a little bit.
Just a little bit louder. Actually, I was just going to try to put my headphones on, see if that was better.
Yeah, because we could barely hear you. I got two emails. We can't hear her. That was one thing about MandelaCon. Let me tell you something. MandelaCon never had that problem. Never, except for a smoking detector in the background.
Yeah, that
right.
Beeping
right.
Sound.
You didn't either. Is that better?
Yes,
yeah,
perfect.
Can you hear me? Okay. Headphones usually do help. I forget about that with these shows. Plus, then you won't hear the baby screeching. She's having fun. But, yeah, I just was watching stuff trying to find some. I don't know how to. Amanda, we're going to have to get together because I don't know how to.
That's
I've never
Sarah!
Really kind of. Yeah.
I did not know it was you, Sarah.
I couldn't hear her at first, and I was like, then I recognized her. I knew it. I said, I know she's gonna screw up the audio, the whole show. So I said, no, you gotta speak up.
Like, I know that voice, but I don't know who that is.
You had to hear me clearly. Yes. So, I don't know how to. I don't know how to spread his word as well as you do or that he did. And that makes me really sad because I should by now because I've heard it enough, but I don't have it where I can speak it. Does that make sense? And so, and that's what I've been thinking about that all day is like, well, he's gone, but not forgotten. And I'm thinking that, what's that?
Is that the baby in the background?
Yeah, I got the baby. Yeah, that's my baby. That's not my baby.
That's why you haven't
my
been on
grandbaby. The internet. I'm babysitting. We just ate oatmeal and applesauce.
No baby formula.
So that's things are
what's that?
No baby
things
formula.
Things are so
no
baby
simple.
Oatmeal and applesauce. Yeah. It's simple.
It is. It's so good, too.
All right.
I help her eat it. It's better than my clam chowder I had. You're like, I'm like, oh, God, I'll trade you. But, yes. So,
you know, Sarah, I heard you, and this is what I want to say about what you just said. You know, you were carrying on his message by creating the flag that he approved over and over and over again. That flag alone just, like, made his whole world light up. So you may not be able to speak his message, but you heard it.
Yeah.
And hearing it, you created something. You created something, and this is what he calls the rally point. Now, part of
the last show, Archibald, that I was on with him was with the Black Panther Queens there. Remember? I don't know if you remember that show or not, but it was about two. I think it was about two and a half, 3 weeks ago, and he asked me to call in, And, of course, you know, what I usually do my little thing, and, of course, they get angry with me, and they eventually kicks me off. And he stays silent, and then and she was like, I forgot, what's her name, Nikki? Is her name Nikki? I'm not sure.
Yeah,
somebody.
Yeah.
Okay, well, she said, she goes, yeah, Mandelkon, that was one of your little buddies there, you know, and he just stays silent, you know. And, you know, but because I spoke to him on the phone a couple nights prior to that. And we talked for about an hour on the phone, and because he was silent for a while, because you said he was having some medical problems, you know. I didn't hear too much from him, you know.
Yeah, he was having a lot of medical issues. I really don't want to get into any details, really.
No,
but he was suffering through a lot of his last months of communication, where he was going really heavy, and I couldn't understand, you know, when he would call and be like, hey, okay, I'm moving real fast now, you got to keep up with me. And, you know, we would all take it kind of like, you know, not so serious, but I don't, like, I had a revelation today. I never saw death. I never anticipated death.
I know.
I don't know why. It's like I never prepared my mind that it will be a time where we will be having this conversation, and especially not this soon.
Well, yeah, he was still young. I mean, as far as, you know, he considered, you know, he says, I'm up there in age. I remember 10 years ago when he was telling me this, you know, and it's like, wow, I can't believe 10 years gone by this fast. You know, 10, 11 years, it was about 11 years ago when I first talked to him on the phone, you know, and because it was on the internet radio we were doing it. It's insane.
11
fast
years,
time goes.
Oh, wow.
He was into his 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, he turned 70 in February.
Got into his 70s, yeah.
So it was a shock to me also, and the thing of it is that he was staying silent because he told me because I was inviting him on. He did come on to Bert's podcast about 2 weeks ago. He came on there. It was on a Saturday night, I think it was, or a Thursday night. I'm going to go back in the archives and look at that one because he actually gave one of his most probably – down to earth and cut to the point messages that now that I go back and think about it, that he said without, you know, rambling on and repeating himself. It was always something new every sentence he was saying. So I'm going to go back and try to get that send that to you, Archiveda.
Yeah,
please. Yeah,
I'd like
that too.
Okay.
He was
getting
really good at the end there, though. His message was clear and it wasn't repeating and it wasn't going on. Sometimes it gets, you know, where he get like we all get, you know, and get excited and ramble on and on. He wasn't doing that anymore the last few months. He was like precise and very, very clear in what his messages were.
Very straight to the point.
A couple times. Yep, right.
How's his son taking it? How's his son doing, Archibald? How's his son doing?
His son, that is his. They were best friends. So he's taking it quite hard. You know, I knew his son to be around him every single day. Whenever he needed anything, he would call his son, and his son would be right. They would have their little, you know how Mandelicon is. He was like that with everyone that he loved. He didn't shave his personality for anyone. You know, it was love me for who I am, accept me for who I am, and don't try to make me who I'm not. You know, so they had a very close relationship. And
I I got them to argue with each other. So
he told me he called. I remember he called in every so often and get in with it, you know. But right now, I think he feels the burden of his father's work, you know, and having to carry on in his name, you know. So it's a difficult thing, you know. So we have to expect that from him, you know. But I hope that
Jamie and Rihanna would call in here tonight. I wish they would have called in here tonight because they were. I remember certain. You know, we would all go out, but they never really. We never argued. They never argued amongst each other. They would debate, but they never argued. I mean, I know Mandelicon had some very serious confrontations with a lot of people on my show, but you know. But all in all, at the end of the day, I don't think it was. You know, it never went beyond that. You know.
Yeah.
Right. No. Okay. I mean, the only reason why confrontation came to him was because his content is very controversial.
Yeah.
And it plucks feathers, you know. He always said, I have to shake you up before I can wake you up, you know. And that's just like put mind in the perspective of when someone is asleep, they don't just pop up because you call their name. You have to make them very uncomfortable and shake them out of their sleep. Then they wake up. Then they wake up after they have been out of this. After the alarm sounds, you can push snooze all you want, but it's going to come back on. It'll do that on an alarm clock. It'll do that for about an hour. That's
his
a
famous,
long time.
His favorite saying, of course, was Jose Feliciano, Penn and Teller, and Stevie Ray and Ray Charles there.
Yeah, look, I wrote this one down. He, it was so funny. He said, bingo, Powerball, jackpot, checkmate, slam dunk, touchdown, home run. In every possible way that you could think about winning, he put it into the perspective of the People's Revolution, the Bloodless Revolution. You know what I'm saying? He made things easily understandable. He was like the king of metaphors. Let's say that. You know, he knew how to take certain situations. And content and make it into something that was understandable to the movement in the matriarch and the mission of pain.
Well, the last message I got from him was on March 29th at 12:21 a.m. That's the last message I got from him. So, and then March 28th, he sent me one. Then March 26th. I'm going up my instant messenger right now. March 23rd. You know, every day he pretty much messaged me. So, you know, so it was, you know, so it's not like he was just contacting me and then disappear for a while. So March 14th, March 19th, here we go, you know, March 10th.
Right.
You know, so I got all these messages of his writing of what he's saying to me right now. So, you know, and what he was saying there. So it's like we were in constant contact. So that's why I came to as a shock. I'm like, wow, I just talked to him, you know.
The crazy thing is I really believe Mandela Khan knew well before it was really known to any of us that anything was wrong. On Sunday, he sent me a message saying that things are about to get really tricky or real tricky around here. And I'm like, why would you say that? And I told him, I said, I'm going to fuck you up, son. And, you know, the conversation, because I would say that every so often because, you know, so he would call me mother, you know, mother love, you know, and that's what he wanted me to be in that energy of love and not hate, not being the one to argue. He wanted me to bring the message across for love. Or us women to bring that message across as of love, and he and the men were supposed to fight those battles and keep, you know, pretty much the danger away from us or the arguing away from us. It wasn't for us to argue with men about, you know, opinions and things like that. That's what he came in to do. He did that.
Well,
this
is the message he sent to me, because I'm reading some of them now, and this is the message attached to, hang on, let me try to get the date on this one. I think it's March 3rd, somewhere around, it doesn't give me the date on this one because it stops after a certain date. But here it is, yeah, March 7th. This is one of the messages right now that he sent to me, actually. It's interesting. He said, no, it's too late for me, plus I'm not going to do any more programs with just a handful of people. For me, it's organizing time or nothing. That's what he said.
Yeah,
so,
he knew.
I got one on the
20th.
I got one
short.
On his birthday. His birthday thing is in a funky mood. He doesn't know if he's going to come out of it or not. Nevertheless, we will go on, he said to me, on the 25th of February.
So
and
you were right.
Yeah,
he did know, like you said. So he knew. So most people, you know, obviously, if you're wise and you're down to earth and you're out there connecting with a bunch of people, many people as we do, then you obviously know things that other people probably don't know and can't feel or, you know, or see or taste or touch, you know. It's that intuition,
right.
I guess you could say.
When some of us have that gift, too, of that.
Sunday.
You know, we all have our gifts and seems to be that you know, you get in where you fit in too, so you kind of come together that you will come together with other people that have that gift. Sometimes it feels like a curse, but, you know, it's really a gift. It really is.
Sunday
was
the last.
He was a good man.
He was a good man, and I really so much appreciated him for opening up, opening me up to Blog Talk Radio. I was a firsthand student under Mandelicon Davis. Mandelicon was my spiritual advisor. I called him about everything. He advised me on everything. And I'm going to miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was hard for
me.
Yeah.
The last
thing
he really told me was boots on ground. And I told him that's all I got. That is all I got. And that's when he said, it's getting ready to get real tricky around here. And he started talking about the fact that Easter, you know, and we spoke on the phone this day. I called him, and I didn't know that he was in pain. He went to the hospital the next day. He had surgery, and they was trying to go back in again. And so it was just too much that would be after the fact where his body couldn't take that. So, I didn't know that he was going through all that. He told me, he told me he was in the hospital on, I got so many messages. We spoke. I was so very concerned about him the last 2 or 3 weeks. I didn't care about anything. He told me something about the Green Book because we did a show, and, he was supposed to bring forth the documents for Class Action 567. Instead of doing the second show, that's when me, Joe, and Mandelicon, you remember?
Yeah.
We spoke. The three of us spoke on the
me, and Mandelicon. That was it.
Right. It was
us
three.
Showed up at first, yeah. Yeah.
Right. And so this is where we spoke about the next proceedings and what was to happen. Mandelicon, after that, we had a conversation, a live video chat, and he disclosed some documents to me that were within the Green Book. And I saw Class Action 567. I saw what he has been speaking of all these years. I saw it with my own eyes. Mandelicon told me that that I was supposed to receive that book, you know, to continue the work. And so he said something about that book. I said, damn that book right now. I'm trying to find out what's going on with your health right now. And so that's the purpose. Hey, Jesus, that's the purpose of me telling about anything with that book, because that book is very significant to how we move forward, you know, and what we need to move forward. And Mandelicon was very sensitive about the information within that book, so much as so that he would not trust another person with their with that book, and you know, until he knew for sure that it was going to be used in the most appropriate way. So,
who is there's a name he gave me also, Melody Estrella. Do you know her?
Estrada.
Yeah.
Estrada. Is that her name, Estrada?
Trying to get a hold of her. Yeah.
Have you
tried to get a hold of her?
Go ahead, Sarah. I didn't hear you, Sarah. All right, go ahead, Archivate it.
No, Sarah was talking.
Okay, one of you, go ahead.
My kid just tried calling me, but I haven't got a hold of her yet. She's got a lot of some stuff going on, but he believes that she is part of the, she is the mother or the, just like the rest of us. But I haven't got a hold of her. I did messenger her today to try to get in touch with her, but She's got her own things going, so.
Yeah, she told me, he sent me a message. She said, yeah, what he said, Sarah, is he sent me a message. He said, Melody there, study and share her videos because she is the one that speaks on behalf of all the power to the people and no power to the sheeple. That's what she said. That was February 2021.
Yep.
He actually dated that,
yeah,
actually.
She does. She speaks out. She does speak out a lot. I mean, she – go ahead.
No, I was – the same thing you're saying, Sarah. The same thing. She is one who – has pretty much put herself on the line with her content because she's not backing down to injustice. And she fights back out loud. She fights back hard, too. And
she's
very strategic and methodical in what she chooses to fight against. And she doesn't necessarily have the force around her to support her and to keep her safe in the process of doing what she does because she's fighting against big people. She's fighting against this corporation, you know, who has targeted her because of her message. And so because
she speaks
so strongly and outwardly against these things, not having the support around her, he saw her as the ultimate voice to bring forth the message, you know, against the injustice.
Yep.
She's a strong voice.
She's got a Facebook page. He just gave me her name. He didn't give me any other information to get a contact with her because I'm sure he knew I'd reach out to you guys.
I'll share some of her stuff. You can look at it on my page. It's easier to find it that way.
Yeah, please. And then I'll send her a private message, and I'll screenshot the message that he sent me and say he wanted me to get in touch with her because I think he wanted her to come on my podcast also. So
I think she did come on once or twice before.
Probably. Who knows? I've had so many. He brought so many people on as guests, and,
No, I don't think she did.
Maybe she came into the room.
I don't think so.
Okay.
She might have came into the room once or twice.
Yeah.
Did
okay,
she speak,
man.
Though?
No.
Did she actually speak?
I think one time she came on, she wasn't really too vocal, unless I got her mixed up with somebody else. I don't know. But I have not spoken with her. I have reached out to her personally, and I understand she doesn't know me, and her case is very much sensitive to just be involving people that she don't know. It's hard to trust anybody.
Right.
When you don't know who to trust, you know, especially.
She kind of knows me, but she doesn't know me that well. Yeah, that's it. That's
well,
what
today,
I mean,
especially today, Archibald. Today, you have to be very careful now with the messages that are being brought forward. Now, it's not you can't have to be careful what you're saying out there because you don't know who's a provocateur, who's infiltrating you. I mean, people don't trust me. Some people, you know, they're doing this and they're doing a great job of creating mistrust, dividing and conquering. You know, because we don't trust each other.
Yeah, that's what they want. They want us to be that way too. That's the best way to keep us. Fight among ourselves. Then we don't fight against the raging machine. Rage. We need to rage against the machine, not each other.
Yeah.
Right, that part.
Great.
Yeah. So, you know, this is we just keep moving forward because, I mean, everything is here has been laid out very plain and clear. MandelaCon even has his messages in volumes.
Well, let me just say this. I will say this. As far as dedication goes, when he came onto the show, he was on every single podcast of mine for a long time. He got mad because I wouldn't have set times. He'd be like, "Oh, you're like Jack in the Box. You pop up here, you pop up there." You know, I'd be like, "I said, well, I'm busy, man. I said, you know, I can't do Sundays, Thursday like I used to when he and I first, you know, when I first started out." You know, so,
right.
And then, so, but, you know, he said, oh, it's okay, you know, so, but he was always very dedicated to being there and being on there, and I'm going to tell you, he pissed a lot of people off, like I said, but they always came back, so he brought a lot of listeners to my show, I will say that, you know?
Yep, for sure, and I'm one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Me too.
I'm one, he brought, and making us down.
I came with John. Medell comes out.
Yeah, you came with John. John's gone, though.
Where is John?
Yeah, what happened?
He's around. He's still around.
Does John know what happened? Does John know that Mandela passed away?
I don't think so, actually. I'm going to tell him now. I just got
to. Yeah,
I
haven't talked to John in a long time. I know he's still on my Facebook page. I'm pretty sure he is.
He just got fired, actually. But, yeah, he's around.
John Mandelicon and I had a conversation not too long ago, actually, and John was good. John was cool. You know what I'm saying? We made a song and everything. You know what I'm saying? Well-regulated militia.
He can be really cool.
That's what we need. Well-regulated militia.
I'm going to be honest with you. You're absolutely right. I've spoken to John privately this was years ago, but, you know, and he was really cool. And then all of a sudden, bam, he and I just separated. We just set, you know, he just like the great divide, the wall just came slamming down. And we just didn't see eye to eye. And he went his way. I went my way, you know. Remember, he was calling into my show all the time, remember?
Every week,
yeah. Yeah, he did. And I remember when John was almost like the co-host.
Yeah. Yeah, and Mandelicon got mad at that, actually.
Joe. John took my slot, Joe, and I was kind of feeling some kind of way about that. I was like, who the hell is this?
Mandelicon got mad at me for that, actually, you know. He said, here comes this guy, John.
Yeah, I know he did. I think we put out an attack on you, didn't we?
Oh, wow. I don't remember you being on there in the beginning. Wow, that's crazy. Because, yeah, I came on a little after John. Cause John was the first one. Isn't that crazy? How we all kind of come together, but yeah. Ooh.
But you see, we do it to ourselves, though. We divide ourselves, too. The government probably sits back and laughs at us, or the globalists, you know, they laugh at us because we do it to ourselves.
Sure.
We never unite, you know?
Right. No, that's exactly
that's
it. We're doing it to ourselves. We don't want to save ourselves. My bad. What'd you say, Sarah?
Nobody wants to be uncomfortable. Everybody wants to. We think we're very selfish people. We've become very self-centered and selfish people. And not that we're all that way all the time, but we've become complacent. And the world is going so fast and things are just happening and we got this to do and that to do and we got over here and we got to spend money here and there. And we got to slow down. And there's no way to slow down in this world right now. I don't see it happening that way.
I'm glad you recognize that. As I was talking about that the other night when I was doing I had the pastors on the last weekend. And the world has moved so fast. Everything is going so fast. And I don't think we can slow it down, you know, because otherwise it's going to pass us by. I believe we're going right off the cliff here, you know?
Well,
it's like a herd of buffaloes running towards the end of the cliff. How do you stop them, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like a herd of. If a herd of buffalo is running towards the edge of the cliff, how are you going to stop it? They're all going to fall off. That's what it's like.
Well, you remember the movie Lion King, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, in Lion King, Scar, the uncle, lured Simba into the gorge where he caused the stampede. That stampede was intended to kill Simba upon impact, but Simba was able to climb up on a tree and hold on, even getting tumbled over a little bit, but he was able to climb up a little higher and hold on, get up off the ground, right? So when you get up off the ground and you have an aerial perspective of your surroundings, you can see a little better, can't you?
Absolutely.
So sometimes it takes a stampede to come your way for you to get on higher ground. See?
Okay,
so the stampede is not really, you know, a danger. It can be a danger if you're not willing to climb.
Right.
Well that's
right.
The problem, but nobody's willing to climb anymore nowadays. Nobody's willing to put in the effort.
Well,
we're just exhausted.
I'm willing to climb.
So I climb every day.
Y'all are climbing.
When you get too big, Archie, and you start getting too far and you piss too many people off, you become a target. And you got to be prepared to take those shots with, you know, when you're a target. You got to absorb the hits, you know. And the thing of it is a lot of people are not. Even I'm not sometimes. I mean, I could tell you things right now that I probably shouldn't, but, you know, that's just last night I got a death threat. Guy sends me a picture of a guy's head cut off. You know, he's on the ground and everything, and then it gives me a list of everybody in my family that we're next and we're dead. You know, I mean, and the number comes from Arizona. You know, and it looks like a real picture too. You know, So, you know, these are just the things that they do. Yeah.
That's just one of them.
I've gotten so many. Yeah. Trust me, if I told you every single one, you'd probably hang up the phone real fast. You'd probably get me the hell out of here. But no, these people are, when people do that, they're cowards. You know, and they're trying to make a ruse out of you, and they're trying to get popular, and they're trying to obtain what you have, and they're jealous of you. You know, I call them moonbats, you know, or bottom dwellers, you know. So, and that's fine. Let them do whatever they're going to do, you know. Because 9 times out of 10, they're not going to do anything. What are they going to achieve by it? You know, they're not going to get famous. You know, so.
Here's the deal. The achievement is to cause fear. So if you cause fear, you can cause a pause or place an obstacle that can cause a slowing down of the process. And so if anything at all, if I can create an obstacle to slow you down or tackle you so you cannot make the touchdown, then I feel like I've won. You know, not that type of energy really does win. What it does is it slows down the process to success. And so if we don't learn how to block and tackle those things, or to not get blocked and not get tackled and not to be forced to fumble in the mission, then we can keep moving forward. So that means that we have to be strategically moving around the obstacles, because, see, you can go to the left, you can go to the right, you can go over, you can go under. Sometimes you just got to go straight through it. So the straight through brings on the pain, which is why pain, the Pan-African Intelligence Network, is so very significant to where we are today, because we are so full of pain. And it is pain that is carrying this mission forward. And so to freedom, justice, and total independence, so we don't have to experience the pain. But in order to get to the love, you got to come through pain. In order to get to freedom, justice, and total independence, you got to come through pain. Period. And that was the ultimate message.
Yeah.
Pain makes change.
That's right. Pain does make change. Pain causes growth.
Yep. Makes change. A lot of people don't change until they feel pain.
Right. If you got stomach or hunger pains, not pains, but pangs, it sounds like pain, but if you get hunger pains, then you eat. You get something that's going to kill you.
Right.
Let's do this now.
Because I'm sure Mendelcom would want this. What's going on with the Pan Am African Network Class Action 567? Or what's going? And then maybe I'll switch it over to Sarah and see what she's been up to. Because I know she was very active in the Zoom room for a while. Just give us an update of what you're doing to carry out their messages, your message that attracted Mendelcom to you guys and whatnot. So I'll start with you, Arceve. Go ahead.
With pain, the only thing right now that I can do is to continue to study what has already been given to me, and to continue to study what I have not seen yet, to stay in communication with those who are in the movement, to continue to call into the shows that Mendelcom consistently participated in, to leave that energy and to receive that energy that he was leaving and giving, and then also receiving on the other side. Mendelcom has put us all in a position to carry forth the message, because he has introduced us all to one another to continue communication. He has led us into other blog talk radio shows to become familiar with others who are also speaking the message of freedom, justice, and total independence. The only thing is, we just have to come into that one mind of consciousness of where Mendelcom was. And that don't mean we have to be Mendelcom. That doesn't mean you have to all of a sudden agree 100% of what he's saying, but the thing is that what we will see so very clear and evident here, everything he said is coming into fruition. everything he has said has come or is coming into fruition. And so at what point do we take heed to the words? MandelaCon was almost like a physical manifestation of the book of Eli. He was the book. He said things. It sounded like rhetoric, but it was not rhetoric. He had to say things many, many times to repeat it so it could then be filtered in, and then we begin to say it was the deprogramming and the reprogramming. And so it was certain things that he would say that would catch our attention that we couldn't help, like from the Congo to the bongo. Who's ever going to forget the Congo to the bongo?
To the bongo. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's definitely.
I had to write it down. Hold on. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to y'all right now. The network for the African indigenous people from Maine to Florida, Washington State to California, from the UK to the University of Kentucky to the Congo, from the Congo to the bongo, there's always been a method to the madness. He had to shake us up before he could wake us up.
Yep, that is true. Cause, yeah.
MandelaCon.
He's diligent in that. He definitely had his due diligence. You got to give him credit for that all the way.
Yeah. And the fact that he's never been in Facebook jail, he's always given credit to Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg and thanking them for the red carpet treatment to usher in the bloodless revolution. And he ain't never been in Facebook jail. No matter how much of controversy people can have with him or how they want to argue with him, Mark Zuckerberg and his team, his staff at Facebook, never placed Mandela. And I would like to say this. I don't think y'all know this. Sarah, I shared this with you and we laughed about this because this was so ultimate and so MandelaCon. MandelaCon is so doggone popular that when he was in the hospital and they found out he needed to have surgery, they opened up the entire interstate to get him there on spot.
They closed it down so that they could have it opened up.
Yes.
They didn't let anybody else onto it. They gave him the royal treatment for that. Yes.
Yes. And he asked them, he said, "Why are y'all doing this for me?" He said, "We know who you are and you deserve the royal treatment." And he was so taken by it. I said, "Well, doggone it, he got what he deserved. He was ready. He got the acknowledgement that he deserved. They acknowledged him as if he was the president, as he is the executive order for the matriarch. Let's not get it twisted, because see, as of understanding what the affidavit of class action 567 is, they know who MandelaCon Davis is, and they know his work, and they know exactly what he holds. He is the secured party of the document that has already defeated the de facto government of the United States of America, and that is a fact. This work was carried on and passed down to him by Charles Ivey. Charles W. Isley, who was a Moore, who started the journey and the process and heard about MandelaCon and his work. MandelaCon has been in the workings of doing things as far as the common law and beating cases and things like that, and they knew exactly who he was because he knows his shit. That's why he can talk the way he talked, and that's why he walked the way he walked.
Yep.
He had every right to do it. And the thing is to be when you're this person, and it's so hard to get people to recognize you at the base level where most people reside, where the masses is. at the base of it, the foundation. He wanted the people down at the bottom. So he didn't make himself seem higher than. He didn't make himself seem better than. He put himself to the lowest of the low, and where people attacked how he looked rather than gave attention to his message, which was one of the most powerful messages I have ever heard in my life. And I have listened to many people. I have studied under many concepts. I have listened, sat for hours, and no one was ever able to grasp my intellectual interest on how we get free, no one other than the one and only chosen son of the matriarch, the S-U-N, Mandelicon Davis. And I know he touched so many people around this world. It wasn't just us on this show right now. Mandelicon was all over the place. I was meeting women that I would never even thought that he was in tune or in touch with.
Yeah.
He was connecting me with so many different women to just care for, to give a damn.
Don't matter if
so
she's a crack
bad, if that's bad, I don't understand why so many people had such a hard time receiving him or his message, because he had a message of love that was so great. He could love beyond anything physical, which is why he's still here. Now he can really move fast because you can't stop his ass now. I feel sorry for y'all ass now because he's coming through like a fire in some wind. And y'all better watch out because we finna catch fire. You finna catch some fire.
Yep.
I'll tell you
one
what.
Thing everybody complained about.
Yep, the flames at the bottom of that flag that y'all will be seeing soon. Produced by Sarah, you want me to say your last name? By Sarah.
My Sarah Steele, that's fine.
Sarah Steele created this flag that Mandelicon has approved many times with very little changes to it. All he said was, I want this, 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 and this. And Sarah went in her lab and created it. And he said, by golly, that's the one. And so... that's when you see that flag, just understand that Mandelicon's energy is behind that flag, and everything that Mandelicon stood for is on that flag. Whew.
Well, I would say that's well said there. Sarah, anything you want to add?
I don't think I need to add much more.
I was looking at your Zoom stuff, Sarah, some of the old ones there that where everybody was on. I only found a couple with Mandelicon on there, but he wasn't on there that long. So remember, he kind of like sometimes wouldn't come on there, remember? He'd be sitting in the background.
Yeah.
And then I would sign off and he'd come on. So
but
I was looking at some of the old recordings
he had. I was listening to last night about him. I was listening to him. I was like, he was right there, too. I was like, oh, God. But I got the Zoom room open again. I paid for another month. Too, so we could do the memorial for him and stuff and just maybe kind of come together again and see where we can go from there.
Okay.
Sounds
cool.
Yeah, I thought that'd be
send
a good
me the
place.
Link.
I think it's better than Messenger. It's the same link as it was.
Okay, cool.
Sarah,
do you have the capacity to cut and edit and all of that?
A little bit.
She does, but she's got a baby
got
to
a
take
lot
care
of. It,
but...
well, no,
I hear that baby
lot.
Crying
no,
in the background
just...
there. That's got to be a handful.
Oh, no. She's the only grandbaby, since she's not here that long.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you want her there. Yeah. You want her there as much as possible, right? What? You said
I don't mind her being here, but I also don't have any diapers, so her mom has got to come pretty soon. Oh, shit, she's sleeping.
All right, well, you hear that, Archbishop? You got the Zoom room open, so that's good. So we'll be able to interact. It's not like we just have to worry about Messenger or some chat in the Messenger. I don't know. You guys do these chats in the Messenger. I can't figure them out. I don't know. I mean, I pretty much
don't
go in there anymore anyway.
I'm hoping we'll get some work together, and I figured it'd be a lot easier. I would like to broadcast it at Facebook, a memorial for him, for whoever wants to come. That's what I was hoping to
like
do Monday
idea.
Night at 7.
Monday night at 7, okay.
Monday night, 7.
Yep.
Y'all hear that, y'all? Monday night, 7 o'clock. No, in the evening.
If anyone else here wants to join in the conversation, Koskoff is in the chat room here.
Koskoff.
He left the chat room, thank goodness. But I'm sure they were listening. But, so Monday night, 7 p.m. will be the memorial service for Mandelicon Davis. Of course, he's one of the voices left on the internet now. And, we always look for new voices, so we don't want to lose any, that's for sure.
Right. In the Zoom?
Yes.
Archiveda, I'm going to let you wrap it up. I'm going to let you wrap it up here. I got 7 minutes left. I wanted to do an hour here, so that's what I wanted to do. And I'll let you wrap it up. So, because you were closer to him. I mean, I've known him probably out of everyone that's listening right now, probably the second most than anyone that's listening. So just I'll let you wrap it up.
You want to know what? I'm going to share this. Mandelicon actually came to Alabama two times to visit. And to do, we actually did a cut. We did videos during those times where I was so in my mind that I wasn't in the right time. It was too much for me. It just seemed so heavy for me. I wasn't taking it, with so much ease, So during those times was very uncomfortable for me. But that was like the initiation into all of this. And I have to go back to that time to backtrack and retrack our Genesis. He always spoke of the Genesis and moving forward into. And he said something in this last video, the sexual revolution is the final conclusion to all of this, and I think we need to really get into what he meant by the sexual revolution. I think a lot of people take it into the context of being sexual, but that is not at all what the sexual revolution is all about. And actually, I wrote about it in my book, Total Recall, which that book is deeply riddled with information that came straight and direct out of communication with Mandelicon Davis. And with my own research in the process of completing that book, the next book is to be The Marching Orders, which I didn't think he wasn't going to be here for it, but it just ignites me to want to push forward and keep on doing my work. Working on the stage that he set up, not just for me, but for all of us to be on. So we have a choice to stand on that stage that he set. It's not a battle. If you willing to do the work, if you willing to stand up and speak the message of love, if you willing to be the change that you want to see, step up on the stage. That's all I'm saying. But if you're not willing to do that, and I am, respect me in that and allow me my space or work with me in the process of doing this work in completion to the work that was started decades ago with Mandelicon before he came into any of this with Understand the Times in Which We Live, anything, Blog Talk Radio. It took Mandelicon some time to come into becoming Mandelicon. He's always been this energy, this spirit, this person. He always has been. But he had to shed this world in order to be the light that he was to many of us. So taking that into consideration and full understanding and love, I'm going to continue the work that we started with the matriarch in pain. And I'm just grateful that MandelaCon placed so many people, so much love around me and my daughters, just to check up on us. If he hadn't heard from me, I'm getting a call from the group. Somebody's calling me, messaging me, checking on me to see how I am. I've never met anyone who loved so big except for me. I never met anybody match my heart like that. And so that's why I say MandelaCon Davis was my heart and flesh. He called me mother. He called me mother love. And so he did that for a reason. Because mother of the universe. He reminded me that I am love. And to be love, you must give love. You must exist in love. And if you wasn't trying to do that, he wasn't really trying to have anything too much to do with you. So it was all about love, pure and genuine love, to know that you are worthy and of respect and love. So I'm grateful for MandelaCon Davis. I'm grateful for what he taught me and how he showed me genuine and undeniable care and love. You can't, just can't be denied. I'm grateful to have been, I would say, a prize student, someone who was after love just like him, in a way to transform and transmutate the energy into the afterlife, which is where he is existing now. So now he can flow free, and he can be with you and me. Just as sure as you call upon his name, MandelaCon is sure to be there all the same. And thank you, Joe, for allowing me to speak on your show.
Oh, yeah. Not a problem at all. Thank you, Sarah, for joining me tonight. We had about three or four other people, but I didn't recognize the numbers, so I didn't want to add to the mix. In case they were, because you get a lot of provocateurs out there and crank callers. So I figured two was good enough, especially on a show like this. We're only doing an hour. So go to the memorial service if you guys want to talk, or call in another time and pay your respects. I mean, I'm sure this won't be the last time we mention his name. So, Sarah, thank you. I'll see you Monday night, 7 p.m. And
right.
Marcia Veda, thank you. And I say I'll wrap it up right here. Understand the times in which you live today. Take care.
Bye, guys.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
Heard. Speak now or forever. Hold your peace.